whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo.
Welcome back to the show. Today we're going to be talking about something actually kind of, I don't know, hard to catch. So I've noticed a number of times when looking through some of my old vocabulary lists that there are words that I just couldn't quite catch. And so today we're actually going to talk a little bit about those words, particularly when it comes to important Japanese verb suffixes. Okay, so if you're familiar with this channel, you know I go over a grammar point a day, and I often put things in informal Japanese, and then I also put them in informal Japanese. So for example, a verb like 食べる becomes 食べます. And I put them into verb bases. And these verb bases are 1 through 7, or 1 through 5, and then base 10, base ta. And so base 1 would be for a godan verb, be a, i, u, e, o. So non becomes noma, nomu, no, noma, nomi, nomu, nome, nomo. And then nonde, nonda. So I've changed these bases, and you can find them all available at my website, manga-sensei.com, under the bases tab under the 30-day challenge. With that being said, though, there are these odd verb endings, if you will, and they often kind of confuse people, and mas is one of them. And so we're going to talk a little bit today about mas, and then over the next couple of days, probably next week or so, we're going to be going over other types of Japanese verb endings. So mas doesn't actually do too terrible much to a sentence. It simply makes it a little bit more polite. So if I take a verb like 食べる, it becomes 食べます. If I want to make it past tense, it'd be 食べました. If I wanted to make it negative, it'd be 食べません. If I wanted to make it past negative, it'd be 食べませんでした. And all that I'm doing there is taking it and putting it to base 2. So I'm cutting off on ichidan verbs, verbs that end with E-R-U or I-R-U, if put in romanized format, and then I'm adding mas directly onto the end. The second thing I'm doing in terms of like a godan verb, I'm simply changing it to the E sound. So nomu becomes nomi, yomu becomes yomi, tobu becomes tobi, and etc. And so I'm taking those verbs, and then I'm adding mas to the end, and then the masu, the su at the end, becomes the part that we're actually conjugating. And all that I'm doing really here is raising my diction. So instead of just saying to my friend, ja, taberu, are you going to eat that? It's going to be like, tabemasu ka? Would be, are you going to eat that? And I'm saying it's someone that might be older than me, or that someone that requires a little bit more respect. And that's actually something that's very important in Japanese, because we're always trying to think about the person of whom we're speaking to. We're trying to make them feel comfortable. We're trying to make them feel respected. And we're trying to raise their status while also trying to not denigrate, but we're trying to lower our own to make them feel more important. Now, this again, as I've always said, is not trying to make you less of a person. It's simply trying to make the other person feel good about themselves, and is a way of Japanese society kind of works, because it works off of a hierarchical grammar structure and doesn't necessarily represent on the person themselves or their individual worth. That being said, being able to add mas to the sentence, as I've mentioned in previous episodes with mas, is going to make you sound a lot nicer to somebody. Also, it's going to be a differentiation between often how boys and girls speak. Girls in Japanese or women tend to be a little bit more polite than their male counterparts. Now, this doesn't mean that women can't, you know, speak like a guy and a guy can't speak like a girl. In fact, the coolest guys actually speak more like women, which is actually kind of interesting. In fact, there was some research done by one of my co-founders, John Sorensen, where he actually did some research and found that guys who use more mas forms when speaking to people in general are found to be more attractive and to be cooler. And guys that talk a little more like me, you know, ze, zo, be, and things like that, and in plain form, are actually a little bit seen kind of as knuckleheads. So I'm a knucklehead. That's okay. But if you can try to kind of spice up your Japanese a little bit by being a little more polite, I definitely recommend doing that. With that, though, I will sign off. I do recommend everyone go and check out my Patreon. Simply look up Manga Sensei, and please help support us. We just launched this thing, and it really helps us kind of keep our feet in our head above water, so we can, you know, keep making the comic and doing things like that. With that, though, I will sign off. I will catch you guys tomorrow. I'm always saying next week. Sorry. Tomorrow, where we talk about more about Japanese grammar. Until then, Jane.